What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Social Beast Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Berryman. If you're looking for the Solitary Beast Podcast hosted by Ashley Davis, you'll notice that everything sounds the same, including my voice. Social Beast is a rebranding of my old podcast, and I created an alter ego or the pseudonym or a pseudonym for myself based on this new exploration into the realm of social intelligence. So let me know how you guys feel about that by emailing me, solitarybeastblog@gmail.com, or if there's comments, just comment down below. That being said, the title of today's episode is You're Probably Not an Introvert, or Why You Think You're an Introvert. And my apologies in advance to the introvert community, because it's going to seem like I am turning my back on an identity type, which I previously embraced. And that's true, but I'm not doing it in terms of hostility or thinking that I'm better than people who identify themselves as introverts. It's just that I noticed for myself, or had a series of experiences in myself, that I was like, you know what? Number one, I don't want to encourage men to spend a whole bunch of time alone. There's an epidemic. If you weren't aware of this, there's a massive epidemic of male loneliness, not just in our country in the United States, but all over the world. So I don't want to encourage men to live in isolation. And for me personally, I really got to the point where I was like, you know what? This identity as an introvert is not serving me. So I wanted to change that. And here we are. So this is my podcast about masculine social intelligence. All right. So why you think you are an introvert? Before I get into the topic, I want to give you guys the first segment that I'm going to do is a reason why I believe social intelligence is important. And for today's, the first time I'm going to do this, the reason why I think social intelligence is important is because it's going to make your relationships a lot easier, a lot more pleasurable, and a lot more fun. And as I know through research and reading about this, human beings, your brain is wired for social connection. You actually can't just go like live in a forest or live in a hole by yourself. Your brain is deeply connected, interconnected with other people's brains and emotions. And learning social intelligence, like acquiring these skills and improving them, are just going to make you happier. People with healthy relationships live longer, all kinds of things. So even if human relationships, interpersonal relationships, aren't necessarily something that you feel like you are very skilled at, I want to encourage you to try to build an understanding. Take the time out to learn and improve these skills, because it's for your best interest. You're going to be happier when you have good relationships, healthy relationships with people who care about you and you care about them. And that's not really a departure from anything I've said before, because I already did one of my first episodes. Go back and listen to the podcast. It was one of the episodes was like, do you need friends as an introvert? And even at that time, when I was embracing this identity as an introvert, I was still aware of the fact that, you know, you still need human relationships. Other people need you. So go back and listen to that episode right after this one. I think there's a lot of good information in there. So that's my reason for this week of why social intelligence is important, because it's just going to make your relationships easier and more fun. All right. So now I want to highlight a skill in social intelligence, which I want you guys to just sort of be mindful of this week. And the skill that I'm choosing for this particular week is empathy. Empathy is the skill of the action of feeling what somebody else is feeling and letting it really influence you. I guess I could describe empathy as... So for the definition of empathy, I decided to just get it out of the book. The book that I've been reading, which predicated this entire like change of heart that I had in terms of identifying as an introvert and wanting to like get out of that, is called Social Intelligence, written by Daniel Goleman. And I really encourage you guys to look into this. If you are a person who has previously or currently identifies as an introvert, is it possible that maybe you just have had a lot of negative experiences, or just maybe a couple very negative experiences socializing with other people, to the point where now you just like don't want to do it anymore, and you've just decided to just sort of give up and retreat into yourself, into your own inner world as a self-protection mechanism? I think that's basically how I entered this realm. It's like, you know, I just get hurt all the time. My feelings get hurt. I'm very sensitive. I feel like people take shots at me, things like that, or I'm not. The things that I say are not being perceived the way that I want them to, or people are not responding to me the way I want to be responded to. So I'll just, fuck it, I'll just go be by myself, right? So if that's you, maybe you will find this book, Social Intelligence by Daniel Goleman, pretty interesting. So in terms of empathy, this is a quote from the book. In today's psychology, the word empathy is used in three distinct senses: knowing another person's feelings, feeling what that person feels, and responding compassionately to another's distress. These three varieties of empathy seem to describe a 1-2-3 sequence. I notice you, I feel with you, and so I act to help you. Okay, so today's social intelligence skill of the week is empathy. So guys, chew on that. Think about, are there ways that you can incorporate the skill of empathy, the idea, the action of empathy in your daily life, in your social relationships, and benefit from that. The main understanding of this podcast is based on the fact that human beings, our brains are wired for social connection. It's unavoidable. You'll actually be happier and more fulfilled as a person when you have healthy social relationships. And you can have healthy social relationships which like work better for you in a more pleasurable way, where you're not feeling like rejection and things like that, once you understand the skills involved, once you build your social intelligence. So that's why the podcast is called Social Beast, Masculine Social Intelligence. So the topic of the podcast today is, you're probably not an introvert. You're probably not an introvert. And even though it pains me to say this, you probably just have a personality disorder or some symptoms of a personality disorder. And I'll get into what I mean. I'm going to read from an article from AvalonMalibu.com. I think this is like a mental health facility. I'm not a mental health professional. Go talk to one if you feel like you need to. This isn't medical advice. This is just my opinion and me sort of talking out things that are going on in my own head. The title of the article that I'm reading today is Avoidant Personality Disorder versus Introversion. Is there a difference? So let's just get into it. If I hadn't said this already, I had to end up having to record this podcast again because I did a whole like 15-minute segment and I didn't have the microphone plugged in. So the audio was really shitty. So now I'm recording it again. If I haven't said it before, I had this conception or maybe this idea that there's a lot of people who come to identifying as introverts because of having negative experiences in socializing. If you are a person who's had a lot of, or just maybe a couple of very impactful experiences where you felt rejected or things like that, then maybe it's possible that you came to this identity just to have a place to go, so to speak. Like if you went out into the world and had some negative experiences, being rejected, people treated you like an outcast, or you just felt like you weren't being accepted or perceived the way you wanted to, did you kind of like, as Royal Tomasi says, did you like shoot an arrow and then draw the target around it and say, okay, well, that didn't work out. I guess I'm just an introvert. And this article is going to talk a little bit about how that might have been possible. So like I said, my apologies to the introvert community. I'm not turning my back on anybody, guys. I'm just saying I don't want to encourage men especially to spend any more time alone than you have to. I don't want to encourage men to live in isolation thinking that that is a like a lifestyle choice. And this is something that I've heard an author named Devin Stone say, isolation is not a lifestyle. Your brain is wired for social connection, like I keep saying. You're going to be happier when you really figure out how to have healthy, fulfilling relationships. And other people are going to be happier when you're able to show up in healthy, fulfilling relationships, right? Other people need you. Go back and listen to my first episode, Do You Need Friends as an Introvert? And I spoke about that there too. So I'm not, in my opinion, I'm not changing my philosophy. I'm really just sort of updating it or approaching it from a different angle. So you're probably not an introvert. You probably have had negative experiences with other people and then decided to identify as an introvert just to give yourself like an identity, a place to call home, right? Oh, it's not that you're an outcast. I'm an introvert. I'm not a rejected by society. I'm just a Sigma male, so to speak. Maybe that's you, maybe it's not. So now I'm going to read from this article. What is avoidant personality disorder? And this is going to be a direct quote. I'm reading here. Unlike someone with an introvert personality type who makes a conscious choice to be alone, those suffering from avoidant personality disorder, AVPD, feel trapped by their preference to avoid social situations. In my opinion, I think that it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can become a person who doesn't want to, who starts to avoid social situations because you're having like bad experiences. And then you start to make the conscious choice to be alone because you've had negative experiences. So this is just my opinion on this, is I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's probably a lot of overlap for a lot of people. I'll speak for myself. I think there's probably a lot of overlap in myself. Avoidant personality disorder is characterized by a pervasive pattern of social inhibition, feelings of inadequacy, and being overly sensitive to negative evaluation. Key symptoms include a detached personality pattern. Detached individuals are typically introverted, aloof, and reclusive, tend to avoid social activities, and are usually quite uncomfortable when forced to participate in such activities. So I'll just take a break from reading. Is that you? Do you identify as an introvert? Are you aloof and reclusive? Do you avoid social activities? And if so, why? You know, if so, why? We know that fundamentally humans' brains are all wired together. Like, our emotions are contagious. I'll probably make another whole episode about that. Even so much as a smile, seeing someone smile or laugh or giggle makes you smile and laugh and giggle, even if you're in a bad mood. Because our brains are like wired together, sort of like with Wi-Fi. Our brains are connected together, sort of like how you can connect like Bluetooth, or you can connect to somebody else's Wi-Fi. So it's just not possible, in my opinion, it's not possible to be emotionally healthy as an introvert to an extreme, I guess. I mean, I'm still going to like being alone, reading, playing guitar, working on my car, but I'll speak for myself. I think I took this to an extreme, to the point where I was feeling like it was unhealthy. And I think maybe other people are doing that too. Back to the article. Extreme sensitivity to rejection. This may lead to social isolation and a withdrawn life. Those with AVPD tend to be shy, apprehensive, awkward, and uncomfortable with face-to-face contact. Okay, I wouldn't necessarily say that was me, but do I have an extreme sensitivity to rejection? Absolutely. Nobody likes getting rejected, but I do feel like I really tend to take it more seriously than maybe other people do. Continuing, avoidance of social situations. This is related to feelings of ineptitude and inadequacy, and anxious preoccupation with negative evaluation and rejection, along with fears of ridicule or embarrassment. And this kind of goes into what I previously read. Extreme sensitivity to rejection is obviously going to cause you to avoid social situations. I'm going to link this article down below for you guys to check it out for yourself. Continuing on with the article, inhibition in interpersonal relationships. Individuals with this disorder fear placing their welfare and feelings in the hands of others and hesitate to trust or confide in others. They tend to be extremely introspective and self-conscious. So I'll stop here by saying, I definitely relate to this. This resonates with me for sure. You're listening to one of 13 episodes, some of which have been almost an hour long, in which I'm just navel-gazing, introspecting into space. I would say that I am an extremely introspective person. I mean, I spend a ton of time alone. So in that time, I'm just sort of thinking about all kinds of stuff, thinking about myself, thinking about how I relate to other people, thinking about how other people relate to me, and I can mull over the smallest things for months and years. I still find myself thinking about, in detail, in conversations that I had like over a year ago. And even the smallest of interactions, I'll be thinking about it months or years later. So I would say that I definitely tend to be extremely introspective, and I do have an inhibition in interpersonal relationships, in which I don't really trust other people. I don't really want to confide with other people. Cause I, you know, I'm a, like we circling back to one of the earliest points, have an extreme sensitivity to rejection. What would you say? Would you say that you relate to that? Is any of this clicking with you? And you can let me know in the comments. You can email me solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. And this is the last point on the list in this article, guys. Diminished self-esteem. Avoidant personality disorder often causes individuals to perceive themselves as different from others and unsure of their identity and self-worth, lacking overall self-esteem. They often devalue their own achievements, seeing themselves as isolated, discontented, and empty. Okay. So that's all that I'm going to read from this article. That's actually more than half of it. It'll be linked in the show notes for you guys to check it out. But I wanted to bring those up. Those are 5 points about avoidant personality disorder. And I would like to ask you, Mr. Introvert, Mr. Self-Proclaimed Introvert, do any of those things resonate with you. If you're honest with yourself, are you happy identifying as an introvert? I'm sure some of you guys are. Maybe are you taking it a little bit too far, if possible, or maybe I'm the only one. The purpose of this podcast going forward is really to support men who are spending like a lot of time in isolation, men who are not, or who are like dealing with loneliness, because there's a massive epidemic with that, and giving you guys some options in terms of some other, like another way to live. It is possible, even if you've had experience like a lot of social rejection, awkwardness, things like that, negative evaluation, as the article puts it, that you can learn some skills, better skills in terms of social intelligence, and have better experiences socializing, a greater sense of self-worth, and feel more comfortable in social situations. All right, guys, that is pretty much it. Let me check my notes here of anything else I wanted to talk about. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna finish the podcast with a skill to practice, an idea to practice on social intelligence for the next week. And my skill for the week going forward for you guys to practice, that I'm going to practice, is mirroring. So mirroring is when you're speaking to somebody and you mirror or sort of repeat back to them their body language. So if you're talking to somebody and they cross their arms a certain way, you do it. Or if they stand a certain way, you do it. Or if they tilt their head a certain way, then you do it. The trick of mirroring is that you don't want to just be like a parrot, like a robot, doing everything that they do. People find that creepy and weird. It's going to piss them off, probably. But what I learned from the book, Social Intelligence, which is basically going to be like the Bible of the podcast going forward, because there's so much in here that I found very impactful. I highlighted this book over and over. I took extensive notes. I'll probably read it again. I found it like just like that powerful and that, just that powerful in my life right now. You don't want to mirror somebody completely. You want to maybe do it like 50 or 60% and sort of see how they respond. That should increase rapport. And we'll probably do a whole episode about rapport. Rapport is just like when you feel connected to a person, when you're vibing, when you're having a good time. So going forward, this next week, guys, the skill of social intelligence for the upcoming week is mirroring. When you're speaking to somebody and they sort of do a little gesture, wait a second or two and sort of copy the gesture very casually. Obviously, it's easy to overdo this. It's easy to do this in a weird, creepy way to where it's obvious and the person is going to say, well, why are you copying me? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just see how, are there certain ways that a person kind of holds their head or holds their hand? I would say maybe do it 30%. So instead of copying the person's every move and making them feel weird, maybe 30% mirror them and just see what kind of reaction you get. Is it making your conversations and your social interactions flow more smoothly? Maybe not. Just try it out. All right. This has been the Social Beast Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Berryman. Follow me on Twitter at Social Berryman. Check out my blog, which is, the name of it's going to change, but right now it's solitarybeast.com. And I will see you boys on the next one. Peace.